you, to give me the news.
I'm rolling downtown with a light that's so bright. And I've got those strolling blues.
Frank Miller and the Easy Riders entertain on Here's to Veterans. Specially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians.
And we'll be back in just a moment, so hang on.
Thank you, Frank Miller. Well, there was once a philosopher who said that misunderstandings have done more for happy love and great affection than has the moon, June, and a dedicated mama. Well, be that as it may, the Veterans Administration is not happy about misunderstandings, and especially the kind that seem to keep eligible children of deceased servicemen from applying for the education granted them by a grateful nation. It seems that one of the five major misunderstandings, or a combination of them, seems to keep these eligible youngsters of deceased veterans from applying for benefits under the Orphans Education Act administered by the VA. Here are the five misunderstandings, and it might pay you to listen. The fact that one parent still lives makes some youngsters believe that they do not qualify as orphans. For this benefit, an orphan is a child whose veteran parent is dead as a result of a wound, accident, or illness attributable to service in the armed forces. Very simple. The second misunderstanding stems from the fact that the dead parent may not have had wartime service, and their children believe that they are ineligible. Not so. For if the veteran parent's death resulted from the performance of duty or from extra hazardous service during peacetime, that child is eligible. We'll talk about some more misunderstandings that may be right important to you or to someone close to you right after we hear once more from the Easy Riders.
Thank you very much. Here we are again, the Easy Riders, doing Dead Eye Sam, a little thing that I wrote myself in the Western tradition.
In the days when the Wild West was swinging, it was right just like eggs go with ham. For a cowboy, instead of just singing, to pack six guns just like Dead-Eye Sam. To pack six guns just like Dead-Eye Sam. To pack six guns just like Dead-Eye Sam. Now Sam never showed off his shooting.
Not much.
His six guns just stayed on his hip.
In the hope
for his kind of fancy gun fight,
which is none,
all came from a fast-moving lip.
Shooting off his mouth.
All came from a fast-moving lip.
got flustered. On a gunfighter's hat he did set. On a gunfighter's hat he did set. On a gunfighter's hat he did set. Now Deadeye Sam never saw daylight again after that fateful day. For the gunfighter gave him a haircut, and the Boot Hill they took him away. And the Boot Hill they took him away. There's a moral to this Western saga. If you don't want to get in a jam, get your hair cut at home by your mother, or you'll wind up just like that I Sam. Or you wind up just like Deadeye Sam. You'll wind up just like Deadeye Sam. Get your hair cut at home by your mother. Or you wind up just like Deadeye Sam.
An original by the Easy Riders, Frank Miller, and Deadeye Sam. Well, we were talking about the five major misunderstandings that seem to keep eligible youngsters of deceased veterans from applying for school and training benefits as handled by the VA. Now, the VA has discovered that the fact that some of these young people have married makes them believe that they are no longer eligible. And friends, marriage does not affect eligibility. However, age does. The age is between 18 and 23 years, and there are even exceptions to these limits. Some young people believe that they are ineligible because their living parent, usually the mother, has remarried and their stepfather has legally adopted them. This, again, does not affect eligibility. Many children think that only college training is available under this VA supervised benefit, and this is not so. For eligible children may take vocational courses and other non-college training that will help them to make a living. VA officials anywhere will be glad to explain the War Orphans Educational Program in detail to you or to whomever you know who may be eligible. The Easy Riders.
A little change of pace now. It's an original in French. Adieu, chérie. How about traveling down south with us, Easy Riders, that is, on the Wabash Cannonball?
to the mighty rush of engine, hear the lonesome hobos fall, running home to Dixie, the law that cannonball. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the southland by the shore, he's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. He's a mighty combination, the law that cannonball. December day, as she pulled into the station, you could hear the people say, that train from Indiana, she's long and she's tall, a mighty combination, the Wabash Cannonball. Here's the Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered in the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtain round him falls. We'll take him home to Dixie on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she flies along the woodlands to hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of engine, hear lonesome hobos call, running home to Dixie, the Wabash Cannonball.
Veterans tribute from Frank Miller and the Easy Riders. Here's to Veterans is presented transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more Top Flight Entertainment on Here's to Veterans.
And from Hollywood, this is Frank Miller of the Easy Riders saying thanks for listening.